Sorry.
You're smoking a joint.
Yeah, I'm smoking a joint.
I'm so glad we're here.
It's really funny.
Hilarious. His vodka is so strong.
Yeah, pour some cranberry juice inside. Yeah. I can't believe you're gonna be on it too. It's so funny.
Thank you, Jillian.
It's funny.
We're just gonna be crazy and obnoxious together. I want you to ask me crazy questions too. Like, how do gay boys have sex? It don't sex.
No, I don't wanna know.
Yeah, you do.
No, I'm too prude for that.
I wouldn't unprude you. I'm like, Jillian, have you ever seen a dicklet? Do you know what a dicklet is?
No.
It's a vagina that turns into
No, I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah,
no.
You do. Remember,
I don't
that
know
story
if they
want to
hear
me?
About that either.
What are we talking about, dinosaurs?
No. I don't know. Hopefully there'll just be so many callers that, like, we don't have to talk about anything but answer questions. You should be, like, on your Twitter. Call me.
I did. I just put it on my Instagram.
Call
my Facebook.
I answer questions for
But
you.
What was the name of the website? Everybody wants to hear it, though.
It's, Excuse me.
What do you need?
Can you tell me which button to press to talk to you? And then also, I
what's the
would like
how do
to have an ashtray.
Yeah.
And then, also I would like maybe, I forgot. I'll get back to you on the last one.
How can people
yeah,
listen
oh,
to
thank
us?
Thank you. Oh no, but how can I talk to you?
You are right now.
No, but what Jesus button can I press to talk to you whenever I want?
You don't have to push a button.
Yeah, yeah, but when we're, like, on the radio, what if I want to interact with you?
you just say what you want to say. There's no talk back button that doesn't go in the air from your mic.
What's your name?
Elvis.
Elvis. Jillian Kate, and you go by Gigi?
Yeah. Elvis Avaletta.
All right, so we're on, guys. Look at the countdown. It's in 1 minute.
Oh, wait. It's about to be New Year. Adamo.
Let it rain. Let it snow. Here we go. Start the show. Breakfast light. Take a bite, make it right. Spaghetti, oh, no. Wait till lunch. Crunch my cereal bunch. Adamo. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Crack this show.
Hey, what's up? It's Adamo. We're going to start this program with a phone call. Hey, what's up? It's Adamo. Welcome to this program.
No, I hate that phone.
Hello, are you there?
Hi, I'm looking for Elvis.
Oh, Elvis.
Hi,
Elvis, it's Pearly.
Hey, Pearly, how are you? Say hi to Jill.
Hi, how is everybody?
Pearly? Yeah, Pearly.
Hey, what?
Hi, Pearly.
So how do you guys know this young lady?
Pearly is
They know Elvis.
No, they know Jill.
How do I know Elvis?
Yeah, how do you know Elvis?
Oh, I met him like a month ago. At Dripped, he did the hair there.
That's
and
hot.
I think it was just like love at first sight. And then I had him do my hair actually like 2 weeks ago.
And how do you know point. Jillian?
And how do I know who?
Jillian Kate. How do you know Jillian Kate?
Oh, I don't know Jillian yet, but I've heard a lot about her. Great things.
Really? What have you heard about her?
My friend Chibo is friends with her and then also through
Elvis.
Oh, I
love
Chibo.
Yeah, Chibo.
So what did Chibo tell you about this young girl that's in front of me that's my guest tonight on the Adamo program?
I think just that they've hung out before. They're just friends.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're friends.
Really? So do you know how old she is?
No.
All right. Well, let's find out who Jillian Kate is tonight on the Adamo program. Thanks a lot. And talk to
Bye,
you and listen to the program.
Bye, Pearly.
Bye, Elvis.
All
Bye,
right.
Guys.
So boys and girls, thanks for tuning in this wonderful Tuesday night here at Skid Row Studios. I got a really, really good friend of mine that I just met today for the first time. Her name is Jillian Kate. She's a world famous model, super famous in Japan, probably the hottest thing I've ever seen. And she's on drugs. Please welcome Jillian Kate, everybody.
I'm not on drugs.
Jillian, speak into the microphone.
I'm not on drugs. I'm just smoking weed.
What do you do, Jillian? You're a model, right?
I model, I guess. That's my hobby.
Speak into the microphone.
Modeling is my hobby. I have a clothing line. I have a blog, which is my Instagram.
Really? So who writes this blog for you?
There's no writing involved, really. It's just like my feed from my Instagram uploaded onto my blog. I don't really know, but the Japanese people are like super naive. So
how did you become a famous supermodel in Japan?
Honestly, because I'm in America, I can tell you this. Somebody came up to me on the street and asked me if I wanted to become famous in Japan, and I said, okay.
Were you on a vacation?
No, I was on Melrose.
So what did you say when that guy asked you?
It's a girl. I said, okay.
Right away. You didn't even think twice about your family.
My family.
The things you would leave behind to take on this career.
No, I still come back to LA.
Where do you live now?
LA and Japan.
You live in Japan?
I live both LA and Japan.
What do you do in Japan? Just model?
I work in Japan. I don't work in LA at all.
Just as a model?
No. I dropped my agent.
You dropped your agent?
Mm.
So no more modeling?
Mm-mm.
What do you do then? Just clothes? You said fashion?
I smoke weed.
Smoke weed every day.
So who's your sidekick right now here? The Joker? who's this Joker next to you in all green with his hair?
Elvis.
What's up, Elvis?
Hi. Good morning.
You must get a lot of chicks.
Yeah, but I don't like girls, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you like girls, Elvis?
They're boring.
Jillian, you like men?
Yes.
What kind of men do you like? When was the last time you got laid?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it true that models get laid all the time?
Like 3 months ago.
Really? Mm. Have you ever been into a gangbang before in Japan? Because the Japanese guys are fucking kinky.
No. They might be kinky, but their dicks are the size of my pinky.
Amen. Amen.
So you don't fuck a lot of Japanese guys?
No, I don't fuck Japanese guys.
Have you ever fucked a Japanese guy?
Yeah, it's once.
And did that guy, I mean, they all look
No,
like,
I fucked him. Oh. It was really good. And then I wanted to do it again, even though he had like the smallest dick ever.
All right, we're getting
it
a phone call.
It was still really good.
This is Adamo. Can I help you? Or you're with Jillian Kate. Hello, this is Adamo.
Hi, I'm calling for Jillian and Elvis. I love them.
Who is this?
It's Chloe.
It's Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hey. We miss you.
Come back to LA.
I miss you guys so much.
Really?
Come
how do
back.
You how do you know Elvis?
I met Elvis on a shoot in LA last summer.
And we fell in love instantly, remember?
We did. Elvis is like the best hair and makeup artist ever.
Thank you. Hairdresser too.
All right. So, and then what about Jillian Kate here?
I met Jillian this summer and she's fucking rad. And we both have rainbow matching hair. I just found out and she looks thick.
She looks thick?
Amazing. Amazing. Dope. Like awesome. Stick.
Really? Jillian Kate.
I look like a stick.
Jillian Kate seems like she could fuck. All right. So, let's talk about you, Chloe. How did you get how did you hear about this radio show?
I heard from some friends I know.
I think you should get more of your friends to call back and totally call in to fuck with Jillian.
Chloe's super hot. You should get her on your
Chloe's
show.
So hot.
Really?
She's like a top.
Yeah,
she's like.
What size tits are you, Chloe?
She's a great model.
Do you have big
she's
tits?
Actually like
small
more
tits?
Famous than me.
She's not, you bigger tits than Jillian?
You guys are both famous.
No, I don't have any famous. Tits at all.
Really?
Chloe's gorgeous.
Just like
would you like to join us sometime here at the Skid Row Studios, the Atomo podcast? Have a great voice.
Only if Elvis and Jillian are there.
Yeah, we can do like a threesome.
I kind of like Jillian. I'm just a little scared of her.
Threesome on the video. Like, I'm so down.
There's two more seats, so it's like me, Elvis, Chloe, and then we need two more like pop stars.
Do you think I have a chance, Chloe,
just
with
call
Jillian?
Us pop stars because we're pop stars.
We're not pop stars. We're Spice Girls.
Elvis, shut up. All right,
Spice
listen,
Girl,
Chloe.
Alien.
Do you think I have a chance with Jillian?
No.
What?
Shut the fuck up, Jillian.
So, what did you say?
Chloe, you sound extraordinary. You sound like I could actually hold a 4-minute conversation with. Little Miss Tits here in front of me really wants to get down and dirty, but I'm just gonna go slow and ease into her pussy.
Okay.
What?
Sounds great. I wish I was there.
We wish you were here, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Jillian, all right, thank you so much, Chloe.
Bye, Chloe.
I love you. The show.
Love you, too. Love now you. It's time to fish Jillian. Okay. So, Jillian, do you get shy ever when people talk weird, like fisting and fucking and gangbangs and Japanese dicks inside your ass?
Yes, it makes me really uncomfortable.
Does it really? What doesn't make you uncomfortable?
Good question.
Everything but that.
So drugs and all, I mean, you're smoking an ounce in front of me. So the mind right now is comfortable.
Dog.
You're like Snoop Dogg? Mm.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sad I don't it's like have my extra blue suede large shoes. Papers.
Yes. Or, okay.
Does anybody know how to roll an L joint?
What other drugs do you do besides weed?
Oh, I just smoke weed.
Well, we're getting a phone call. Every day. It's Adam Moe. Hello?
It's my mom.
Your mom must be a hot chick. She looks like you. You have a beautiful smile.
It's my mother.
Kind of look like a cross between Elvis Presley and Katy Perry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who do people tell you look like?
Nobody recently, but like 5 years ago, like Sandra Bullock.
So when did you first lose your mind?
Lost my mind?
Yeah, I mean, like, when did you first, like, get crazy hair, get funky, get down, you know, leave home?
When I was 11.
A wild slut.
11.
Really? What happened when you were 11 years old? What made you decide to pick up one day and get out of here? We're getting a phone call. This is a deep story with the model Jillian K. What's up?
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? This is Adam O, and you're with Jillian K.
Hey, I've been listening to Jillian. I've been listening to her smoke up and see you saying she needs someone to roll her L. I'll be glad to do that for her.
Who be calling?
It's Earl.
Earl. And how do you know
Earl.
Jillian?
I don't. I was on the internet, and I'm listening to your show, and I heard her smoking.
Really?
No, I'm fucking smoking small-ass joints. I'm rolling one after another.
I don't even smoke weed, but I'm up in smoke.
It's so fucking
so
retarded.
So fucking retarded, this show.
Smoke weed every day.
All right, so what's...
How do you smoke that in Japan, though? Isn't that strict and shit?
No, I don't smoke weed in Japan, man. It sucks. I'm just a drunk.
You drink, too?
Everybody in Japan thinks I'm an alcoholic.
Really? Why is that?
Because I can't smoke weed.
Really?
So she's an alcoholic as a result.
Wait, Earl, you sound like you know something about weed. What do you know about weed that Jillian does not know?
I'm a vaporizer man myself. I prefer to heat up.
It's better. It's actually better for your lungs.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's my uncle recommended it to me. My uncle is actually 1-800-GOT-KUSH.
Well,
your uncle is 1-800-GOT-KUSH?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Is your uncle the one who touched you when you were 11?
Nobody touched me when I was 11.
I just figured you say you lost your mind at 11. I thought maybe...
Oh, that's metaphorically. Metaphorically speaking, I lost my mind at 11. Because, you know, I started going out. I started partying. I started, you know, whatever.
Being a scene.
Drew Barrymore.
It just got really sad.
All right, Earl, listen, it's been a pleasure. Call back in a little bit. We have another phone call for Jillian Kate. This is Adam Moe, and I'll speak to you soon. Hello. Hello, this is Adam Moe. You're with Jillian Kate here at the Adam Moe podcast. All right, so.
It's my father.
Moving right along. Wait, wait, we're getting another phone call right now. This is Adam O.
People,
you're with Jillian Kidd.
People are having trouble.
People don't know how to use iPhones.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? You're with Jillian Kidd. This is Adam O. You're listening to Skid Row Studios. What's up?
I want to ask Elvis a question.
How come I sense that Elvis is really the model and Jillian just the drug dealer? All right, shoot that
it's
shit.
It's our undercover.
Because I live in Japan, man.
He's like the fucking Joker, the gay Joker. I love it.
Kind of.
All right, kind of. All right, what's up, man?
Okay, my question is for Elvis, and is it hard being so fabulous?
You know, it's really exhausting. It's like running, like, laps. It's almost like being in the Olympics without a Speedo. Yeah.
Good answer, Elvis.
Huh?
It's a good answer.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wait, I'm beginning to think that Elvis is more famous than Jillian. Is that true, Jillian?
Never. I can never be Jillian.
I live in Japan, so, like...
Jillian is international.
People don't really, like... I don't know.
But I thought you were super famous. Like, I mean, wait, all right. Do you have any questions for Elvis again or Jillian?
Before Can I ask another question?
Of course. Make it kinky.
Okay. What's the most interesting place that you've had sex, Jillian?
Who are you speaking to, Elvis?
Jillian.
What's the most interesting place you've had sex?
I actually had sex in February, backstage at Fashion Week in the bathroom.
So hot.
In Japan.
Really? Who was it with?
A model.
A model? You like models?
No, I hate models.
All right. Any more questions, sweetheart?
No, that's it.
All right. Appreciate you listening to Skid Row Studios. Keep listening, yeah? Thank you. Bye. All right. So, Jillian, tell us a little bit more about fucking models in the bathroom at a runway alley. I don't know where I find sluts like you, but I love it. But I'm not allowed to say sluts. Julian, look at me. Mm. All right. So I've heard you have a really tight vagina. Is it true? I hear this through a grapevine. Listen,
I've never fucked myself.
I had friends of friends who once knew you. I'm not going to mention who.
I've never fucked myself.
But they said they looked at your vagina and it's super tight.
All I know is
it's like a little pink cloud over Capricorn. Little tattoo like that wraps around it. Really? I bet you have a tight vagina. Are you what ethnicity are you? You look a little bit like Eastern European.
I'm Israeli.
You're Israeli?
And Native American.
And Native American? Really? You're gorgeous. Now that you're looking at me more, you're actually smiling a little bit. You're off the drugs for 3 minutes. I like it, Jillian. I like what I'm seeing. Cute little top there. Pointy nipples. No, don't be shy, Jillian. What's the gown for? Tell us about this little pink gown you're wearing. Speaking in the microphone, what are you pointing out a Tampax right now?
No, I'm going to put my choker on, bitch.
Wait. Your choker. Mm. Well, would you want to play a game momentarily where we could choke you?
I actually can't put it on right now with this. Like,
I could put it on for you.
Okay.
Could I put it on for you?
This is very loud. Can you turn it down?
Yeah, sure. What's so loud about it?
It's just very loud. I just like to...
Jillian, the microphone's at your tits right now. Put it into your face. All right. So, we're going to play a little game right now. And this is called... All right. So, it's Jeremy Hansen, the CEO of Skid Row Studios, everybody. All right. So, we're going to play Choke Jillian until she answers a question. Jeremy, you got to kind of like rub her shoulders a little bit right behind you, her.
That's right.
Rub her shoulders a little bit. And we have to make eye contact with her. This is the only way. If Jillian answers a question, you don't have to keep touching her. But until she answers the question, you have to just touch her. Is that okay, Jillian?
I love that.
All right, here we go. All right. And Elvis, I want you to comment on this with your gay commentary.
Definitely.
Can you do it a bit harder?
All right.
So, harder.
Thank you.
So how does that feel, Jillian?
Oh, maybe just a little less aggressive.
All right, answer a question on the phone while he can massage you a little bit, and then we'll see your tits. All right, how may I help you? It's Adamo.
Hi there. I had my friend Elvis.
Stop with the fucking Elvis. He's a fucking gay joker. Would you stop calling? All right, what's up? How may I help
ask
you?
Ask Jillian a question.
Elvis, speak to the listener.
Ask Elvis first.
Wait, I want to be touched while I'm getting asked.
Shut up.
I'm getting massaged.
Just keep answering the questions, fag. All right.
I'm on air.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Bye, baby.
Jeremy, you can take a break. Come back in a minute. Because I need your commentary on a game.
Okay, we need to ask. You need to ask a question.
What's your, I need to ask a question.
Yeah, ask me a question. Whatever question you want to ask.
How is it that you're such an amazing person in my life?
Oh, thank you.
This is a gay conversation. I mean, come on. Is there anything interesting?
You have to be kinky. You have to be crazy. You have to ask me something private, something that I would probably never answer.
Ask him how large his gay penis is.
Yeah, ask me that.
How many tattoos do you have?
That's so gay. Come on.
He wants something dirty. Let's get private. X-rated.
Let's get X-rated.
Let's get X-rated.
Okay, but be careful.
Wait. I'm coming up with something good. How about we ask a question about Jillian and Elvis? Like, what Elvis be the one who, like, shows us Jillian's body? Because he could do that. His fingers are fucking gay.
Okay.
And listen, I'm all for gay marriage and gay people. I'm just talking shit because I want to see your titties. Does that make sense? Jillian, stop putting a finger in your mouth.
I need to charge my cell phone.
You need to charge your... Oh, okay. Do you ever do ecstasy?
Speaking
to the microphone. Jillian, speaking to the microphone.
I have agents.
You have an A? Wait. You have an A? Jillian, all right. But you can show. You just can't speak, right?
Okay, wait. I got a question.
What's up?
Would you like...
He has agents.
Would you like to have a strap on... You know, would you like to be, like, teased with
the
strap on?
Jillian?
He's asking you, Jillian.
Shut up, Elvis.
You and say, Elvis.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah?
For you. And Elvis, would you?
All right, go for it. Jillian, will you get a strap on? If Elvis had a strap on, would he let you fuck
me?
Why would he have a strap on?
Have you ever been fisted, Jillian?
No.
Well, somebody got fisted on this table right here to my left.
Is there a video?
Oh, there is, actually, but that's a private video that I haven't even seen yet. I'm sure the host of the show
must
know
be
how
really
video.
Private.
It must be really private.
Very private.
Is it his personal video?
Jeremy? No, he hasn't even seen it yet. He was actually doing the sound when he saw it live, but no video. No. So, all right, so could I fist you, Jillian?
No.
Why? Because, a small hand.
No.
Look, is my hand not small?
Does that mean you have a little dick?
Shut the fuck up, Elvis. I'm going to show her my cock in a minute. Jillian, stroke it. Listen, if this fist went into your pussy, would this be like a Japan guy's, like, the largest Japan dick ever, like a sumo wrestler?
Probably, yes.
Really? What if I shaved my mustache and sprinkled it on your ass? Shut, what do you want? You're just mumbling. Is this all you ecstasy kids do? Fucking West Hollywood fucking... Ah, dinosaurs coming out of my pussy. Shut the fuck up, bitch. What? What are you talking about? You're mumbling. Speak to me. I love you.
Well, I had a blast. I'm obviously doing
you
things.
You made no sense, and you had a blast. You're fucking mumbling like this little fucking cunt in front of me.
I have to go.
But I actually love Jillian. Like, she's actually amazing, and we get along well. All right, just go already. Just go. You've been an echo. I didn't realize you're there. Bye.
Bye.
Who is this, Jillian?
Can I charge my phone?
You.
Please?
All right, you can charge your phone.
You guys all have iPhones. Like, fuck with me.
Yo, Mindy, do we have a phone charger for the iPhone?
Yeah, for the iPhone.
Jillian, put your headset on your ears. Yes. Be a good girl. We're getting another phone call. What's going on? This has been the Jillian, Kate, and Elvis edition of the Atomo podcast. Terrific guest. So going back, Jillian, to when you were 11 years old. You left home. Let's get serious now. Jillian, are you with me?
Yeah.
Put your headset on.
No, I'm multitasking.
All right, you need a massage, Jeremy.
No. I have to work. You ask me questions, I'll answer.
All right, so, Jillian, I sense that you're texting somebody important now.
Yeah, what?
Why aren't you talking, Jillian? You're beautiful.
I am. Oh, is someone asking
Your phone's me? Charging.
Hello?
There you go. So, when was your last boyfriend?
Like 2 years ago.
And who was your boyfriend?
No comment.
Did you used to date a guy by the name of Mark Zuckerberg?
No.
That was pretty cool. A little sound effect. Is that your song?
Oh, no, I'm not even listening to this.
What's that? What's
oh,
that
it's the pusher.
Oh, right. So this is the pusher. I like it. Let's dance a little bit, yeah? Let's sit back. We're with Jillian Kidd on the Atomo podcast. I adapt to the energy. I get it. So sit back. You listen to the pusher with Elvis and Jillian Kidd.
Smoked a lot of grass. Oh Lord, I popped a lot of pills. But I've never touched nothing that my spirit could kill. You know, I've seen a lot of people walking around with tombstones in their eyes. But the pusher don't care. Ah, if you live or if you die. God damn, the pusher.
So, Jillian, what's your favorite part about modeling? That was a pretty kick-ass song you introduced me, by the way. Thank you, Rob Zombie, Pussy Liquor.
Yeah, I love Pussy Liquor.
Put your headsets on, please, sweetheart.
Oh, it's on halfway.
They're falling off your ears.
It's on halfway.
Why do you have to have it on halfway?
Because I like to hear everything that's going on.
Come on, are you retarded?
All the cool kids are doing it.
Jillian, you're
just, fuck you.
Fuck you, too.
No, fuck you.
Let me see your tits.
No.
All right.
I'm wearing a dress.
You're wearing dresses. You could lift that up. I've actually seen them all over Facebook and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyways, what's going on in your mind right now? Speaking to the microphone.
Really, right now. I just picked up this drink. It's a very.
Don't overdose on me.
It's full of vodka.
All right.
And I'm looking at this weed. I want to roll a joint out of instinct, but I have half a joint in front of you.
So if you were to describe this
program... And I'm looking at a dinosaur.
Jillian, so what is your favorite thing about modeling?
It's easy, and it pays the most.
Really? Where do you live in L.A.?
West Hollywood.
West Hollywood? How was the car ride here, by the way? I hear it was pretty cool.
Besides the fact that I was not drinking alcohol, it was awesome.
Do you always have to be fucked up to, like, do things?
No, just, like, after 5.
Why after 5?
Because my life is so stressful.
Why is your life so stressful? What happened?
Because
why? Tell us.
I am the middleman.
Wait, but why is your life so stressful?
I am, like, the middleman.
Are you hurting?
I am the middleman.
You need a man?
I am the middleman.
Really? So what drugs do you do? Like if you
I don't do drugs. I smoke weed and I drink.
Really? Have you ever done a drug?
Yes, I've done all the drugs.
Really? What are you gonna do tonight?
Just drink and smoke weed.
Do you have a sexual drive?
Not right now.
Why?
I'm like, I don't know, something like freaky is going on with me. I'm horny all the time, but.
You're horny all the time? I'm pretty horny all the time too. What's the chances of us dancing together to, like, one of those group songs?
Like zero.
Shut the fuck up. Like zero? Why? Because I'm not a model? You can't even see.
No, I hate models. Models are the worst guys ever. Never date a model. So, I never even fuck a model.
Would you date Jeremy Hansen back there? CEO of Skid Row Studios?
Maybe, if he was nice.
He's a sweetheart.
I got to know him.
Well,
I would date any of you if I got to know you.
You would date any of us if you got to know us?
Yes, if you were nice.
So if you dated Jeremy, he'd call his buddy over. We could do a little Eiffel Tower and a little Abraham Lincoln on you, you know, because we're nice.
I don't know what that is, but I live in Japan, so, like, I don't think it would make sense to date either of you, so...
You don't live in Japan. You live in L.A. right now.
No, I'm in L.A. like a week out of every like 2-3 months.
So we get sex for a week out of every 2 months. We're good.
Oh.
Is it why? You don't like it? So you dated a big pop culture icon. What's his name? Who? Cobra Snake?
No.
I met a girl last night that actually knows him and knows you.
Mm-mm.
It's pretty cool. Mark, good friend of mine. What about him? What about him? You speak like he's the only guy. You went silent. He's a pretty big dude. I mean, he shoots a lot of parties. He's huge, actually. Why are you silent, Jillian? Tell us more. I have to bring that up, Jillian. I hate to break it to you, but people want to hear more about him.
No.
Hi, Mark.
I think Mark's cool. What's up, Mark? Are you listening?
Probably not.
Have you guys ever done a porn together? If you don't know who Cobra Snake is...
He told me he was broke yesterday.
He told you he was broke? Really? How could he be broke?
I don't know.
Is he the only guy that you...
Everybody's broke now and then, but I've never heard it from him.
Is he the only guy that can give you an orgasm?
No.
What does it take to give you an orgasm?
He's a very nice guy.
What does it take to give you an orgasm? Cobrasnick.com.
I'm really not sure. I can't answer that question.
But you guys are like sweethearts forever. That's the whole rumor. You're like his model. I've heard everything.
He has like 1,000, doesn't he?
You're... Jillian, don't cry. You still have one headset on. I think you're sweet, sweetheart. I think you're real sweet. Do you honestly think that like I could be a really good friend of yours?
Maybe.
Really? Elvis, what do you think?
What?
Okay. So just going back to the chief here at Skid Row Studios, Jeremy, what does he have to do to take you out and for you to actually like him and for you to fuck? What does it take? What does it take, Jillian?
Nothing, because I don't live in America.
Shut the fuck up with that. You live here once a week.
Once a month.
Once a month?
Every 2 months.
So if you, that's fine. The last time I booked you, I had to cancel the show that night and you went to Japan. So here you are a month later. I waited for the sex. I'm okay.
And you're getting it.
So tell us about your clothing line. Let's move on. Something that you might talk about. What's the names of your clothing line? What can we produce it as?
Promote it as? Under the table.
Under the table?
Yes.
Tell us more about under the table.
Shady business.
It's a shady business? Why is it a shady business?
Under the table.
Really?
It's just totally under the table.
I'm horny, Jillian.
Sorry. You have a computer in front of you. It's really big. It's like almost the size of the TV in my bedroom.
Really?
I can direct you to some good sites.
What sites?
Just saying.
Oh my God, you have two.
I do.
Oh, wow.
Jillian, you must have a style icon.
I don't.
Yeah, you do. You have to.
I don't.
You have to. Lady Gaga.
And then I look at my phone. Silence.
And whatever you're on, I do not ever want to be on.
Why?
Because you're kind of pissing me off. You're like the guy who likes a girl.
I'm
the
not
girl
on
runs
anything.
Away. You want to slap her and you want to have good sex and makeup sex. And you're
this
the girl.
Is who
that's
I am.
Hot.
That. It's very hot.
That's super
this
hot.
Is why, who I am.
Oh, it is. Well, why don't you stand up and model for us? Let's see a real model. I've never seen a model in the studio before or in my show. Come on. I don't need to touch you.
Why should I?
Wait, you think I care to touch you? Fuck. I get chicks like you every night.
Yeah.
Stand up.
Pay me.
You're all a little dirty. this was interesting until you wouldn't stand up and show us how a model models her clothes.
What are you going to do? Describe it to them?
I am going to describe it to them. You're absolutely right.
Can I describe it to them for you?
Only if we can see you live. I don't care. You think I've never seen you naked before?
You can see me live, but nobody else can see me live.
I could see you naked live? Close your eyes, gentlemen.
You can see me live.
I already seen you naked. You act like your body is going to be a big surprise. Like 40 Ds are going to pop out of your fucking
ass. Well, I have...
What's wrong with you? Wait, you're so shy? I don't... Show us. I don't give a fuck. You think I've never seen tits before? You think I've never seen tits before on this show? You're wrong, sweetheart. I've seen everything.
No.
What? Jillian's worried about her ego and her paparazzi outside the door. Your agents really give a shit about listening to you on this show. You haven't said shit. What's the matter, Jillian? Mm. Come on. Why don't we play? Give and take.
What for?
Ratings. This is what I do for a living, Jillian. You came on my show. You told me that you're going to get naked.
I didn't say I was going to get
naked. What are you, nuts? Of course not. You're smoking a lot of weed.
I'm not getting naked.
All right, so she just got silent. This has been a little conversation.
You could always have Elvis step in and do some modeling.
He's gay.
Well, I know.
I'm the one that taught her how to work.
There's other options in the room.
Everybody get naked.
I'll get naked.
All right,
you
fine.
You should have told me in advance. I would have worn shorts or something. Like I'm wearing.
We don't give
I'm wearing a
fuck.
I'm wearing a
Jillian,
dress.
You look like a 14
it's
year old.
It's Kitchen Couture, by the way.
That you know that getting naked is part of the show. I guess you weren't like aware of the
Thank you,
how
Robin.
The show works. Yeah.
Robin. I mean, Robin is the ultimate swag girl. She's like me in Japan with my roommate.
That was a mess up. All right, so Mindy's right, actually. You didn't know that was the nature of the show?
No, I respect her fully.
Of course you do.
She's cute.
So what's
she's laying down
naked?
The line.
Do you want me to start? Do you want me to start? I don't give a fuck about my ass.
You're going to start getting naked?
I'm going to get naked.
All right, I'm going to describe
gonna
it.
We're all going to get naked.
Go. I'm going to give you the gay version of this.
No, but first, yes, okay, I'll take off one item.
All right.
And then
he's a bear.
In front of me has to take off another item.
He's a bear.
No, you got to take off two
bears.
Items.
Or I'll take off two
three.
Items.
You
got to
take off
take
three
off
because
items,
I'm wearing a
we're
dress.
Butt naked. Shut the fuck up.
I'm wearing a dress with no bra and a thong. You gotta
okay, he's
take
turning
off.
Red.
Go.
He's shy.
There's one.
You gotta,
okay.
you gotta get down
on
your panties.
You
gotta
like
get down
to
your panties.
Chaos. All right,
I'm wearing
so.
A thong and a dress.
Me too.
You gotta get down to your panties.
That's what right. I'm wearing.
Ed, you gotta leave on your shoes with your socks.
All right, so what's
gross.
The next item I'm taking off? My pants.
Yeah.
Well, you have to step this way because I can't see anything. Go that way. What kind of underwear are you wearing? Let me see.
Fucking Hanks.
Hanks? Boxers? No wonder you're not getting laid.
Shut the fuck up,
Pat. They're boxer briefs. They're
right.
not even
I'm
boxers.
Sorry, but I have a big cock.
Right? I don't see no big cock in there.
Shut the fuck up.
You're disappointing me.
All right, now whose turn is it? If you don't do this, I'm gonna smoke that fucking herb. Come on, sit. Go.
Let me just finish smoking my joint,
no,
and
Elvis,
then I will totally
what?
Get
what?
Elvis?
That's vintage.
Get your bitch to stand up.
That's vintage.
No, it's
couture.
Not vintage.
Yeah.
He has to. I'm in my boxers
I have
now.
To, I'm gonna have to, like... Go okay. back and dry clean that for her.
Jillian, please join me. That was the rules.
Take your shirt off.
No, you have to take off two items first.
I don't even have two items.
Your bracelet.
Your bracelet, your fucking slip you're wearing.
My slip. I have nothing
just
underneath.
Just stand up, fucking Jillian.
There you go. One.
Stand up. Nobody can see
two.
Anything.
It doesn't matter. That's the whole point. Imagination. You have one?
All right.
Audience. Now one more item. Take off your dress.
Imagine.
Take off your dress, Jillian. All right. What about her feet?
She has cute toenails.
All right. So she's taking off her dress now. Yay, we get to see her fucking tits. Like, they're going to really amaze me. Whoop-de-doo. Might as well be gay, too.
Be careful. You're still wearing that pendant.
Who gives a shit? Shut up, Elvis. Let me just see some tits. All right, so we see her tits. They're nice. These are fucking cute nipples. Oh, no, I really never seen tits. Oh, my fucking gosh. I'm going to jerk off later. All right, Jillian, so you have nice tits. Big deal. All right, so you want to see my shirt now?
Do you want to see my tits?
Yeah, I
want to
see
stand up,
your tits.
Faggot, and show us
Do you
your fucking
see
body.
My tits?
So, Jillian, look at those tits. Jeremy, can you come in here right now?
Do it,
He's
Elvis.
A tit examinator. Jeremy, come in here right now. All right, so Jeremy, Chief of Studios, is coming in right now to see Jillian's tits. He's seen tits all the way from fucking Istanbul to fucking Bangladesh. He's going to be the examiner of your tits. And we're going to give you a breast exam right now. I don't think you're ever going to get breast cancer with those tits. Jeremy, touch your tits. Tell us how they feel.
I don't have breast cancer.
Jeremy, please do the honors and tell us. I think right you've been in Japan. This is the Chief of the Studio. Ratings are going up right now. Could he, Jillian? Could he give you an exam?
You can touch this one tit.
All right, so Jeremy's going to touch that tit, and he's going to rub it. He gave you a massage. How does it feel, Jeremy?
It's very nice. Very beautiful body.
Really? So what makes that different than your ex-girlfriend, Jeremy?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, tit-wise. Because you get chicks that are fucking hot, and you just felt fucking, like, what are you, 23? 23-year-old fresh, big titted nipples.
Yeah, it was great. Good times.
All right. Does that compare to any girl in your past? Like any girl ever?
No.
Best tits ever?
Best ever.
All right. So now that she showed us her fucking tits, and I like your nipples better than your tits. They're fucking hot. So now I want Elvis. I want Elvis to do the gay lick. The gay lick on her
what
left
is that?
Tit. And I want to see what the satisfaction
lick.
Is. A straight man and a gay man. Just a fucking lick.
I'm
take your
not
tongue
going
out.
Anywhere near that.
All right, fine, you move. Jeremy,
I love her.
Take your tongue out and just give her a little like lick on her, around her. You can't touch the tits. That's against the law.
Lick right. the armpit.
So yeah, you guys to go from the armpit
no way.
To the tit. All right. So we have Jillian Kate in front of us. Gorgeous, gorgeous model. We've seen her before. It's not like a big deal here at the studio. Jillian, stop with your Jenny Gump slip.
No, I'm
all right.
putting my dress
Jeremy, on. Now, tell us real fast. Tell us the shape of her tits. Now, touch them again. Touch them again.
You can touch my tits again. Yes.
I think you guys are a little fucking cute match right here. Fucking nice guy.
Very nice.
Fucking hot
natural.
Chick. Now, take your tongue and just lick her neck and tell me if she gets sexual. I've heard about this girl. She's a fun girl. She doesn't care. Kiss her neck right now. Kiss her neck right now. And tell me if she gets a little bit turned on right now. Because I've heard she gets turned on with a touch. Jeremy, go for it right now. All right, so Jeremy's going in for the move right now. Julian's like scratching her head. Elvis, what do you have to say about this?
This is boring.
It is boring. Okay.
I want to see dick.
All right. I'll show you my dick if Jillian bends over and shows us her ass. You don't have to bend over, but you can show us your ass.
No, I don't want to.
And I want Jeremy to spank it.
I don't
want
to see your dick that bad.
What? You're not attracted to me? I'm not gay.
I know, exactly.
You're such a fucking fag. What the fuck?
Well, I'm sorry. You have a little dick. What am I supposed to do?
I have a little dick?
It's pretty small.
You don't even have a dick. Not even you have a vagina.
Actually, I have a mangina.
Okay, well, let's have a little contest. All right.
What?
I'm fine.
I'm pretty sure my dick's bigger than yours.
All right, let's see then. All right, stand up. Take off your pants. What, you're... No, put on...
We
take off your pants.
Some measuring
you think
tape.
I'm gay? I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
I will show you that I'm going to win a winner. And the winner, Jillian, has to suck our dick.
He is the wiener winner.
Yeah, I don't know about
you can't.
All right,
that.
We don't have to do that. Okay. All right, sorry, I made a gay man uncomfortable.
Kind of.
Why?
I don't know.
What, stand up?
I'm uncomfortable.
What? I thought you're calling my dick out. You're calling my dick out.
Because I saw it.
What, you won't stand up?
I'm standing. I'm wearing wedges. Do you know what it's like to wear wedges?
Typical.
You won't take your shirts or your shorts off.
I'll take off my shirt if you take off your shirt again.
I already took it off.
Look, I can't see my
take
fucking,
off your shirt and your shorts.
My fucking cobra snake body.
You wanna see your
What's the matter, Jillian?
Dick.
What's the matter, Jillian?
What?
What?
Oh, yeah. Jillian.
Are you really that swag?
Oh, she went there. Mm-hmm. She went there.
All right, so why did you say that?
Well, I mean, he's broke now, but he's a very nice guy.
Really? Now, stand over here. It's my turn.
No.
Yes, it's my turn. It's my turn. Come here. Mm-mm. Come here.
Why would I stand over there?
Because I want to feel your tits.
God, stop begging me already.
Why do you want to feel my tits?
Because
tiny.
I've seen them all over the Facebook. I've jerked off to them like 100 times.
Facebook?
Could I just see your tits? Could I feel your tits?
Them.
I actually love your tits.
Facebook.
Let me see them. Oh, my God.
My tits are nice.
You have the best tits.
Actually, for Christmas, I'm going to get like a little bit more.
Put on your headset, Jillian.
A little bit more tits. On Christmas.
You're going to need a little more tits on Christmas?
We got a discount. We're going together.
Don't get a fucking tit job.
Just a little bit more tits.
Are you going to go out with Jeremy? Did that feel good?
Not really.
Why didn't
it? It was like someone grabbing my tits. Like.
So then what would feel good?
I mean,
then?
It's not like. You told him to grab my tits and you grab my tits.
That's the whole point of this show is we love tits and like, mission of the goal is if I see tits. It's wonderful.
What the fuck? It wasn't like a sexual like situation.
But that's because he's a nice guy and you're a fucking...
Yeah, he's a nice guy, but I met him today.
So then you'll go out with him for a muffin. Big deal.
I live in Japan.
You don't live in Japan. You're here for a while. I saw your Facebook. You're going
I'm
to Thailand in November.
I'm leaving on Thursday.
All right. So what about tonight?
I have to go to a work event.
All right. Could I just feel your tits before I leave? I haven't done this for a while. Come on.
I want to steal them.
Could I just steal them? I'm going to come over there.
He just made an appointment for his tits, Jill. Like,
thank you.
Just
thank you.
Them.
Could I touch them? I don't. Come on.
He's trying to see what kind
Jillian,
of CCs he
come
needs.
Here. Yeah, I want to see it.
CCs. You need to wait till like February.
Shut up, Jillian. Just come here.
Okay, February it is. We'll be back in February.
All right. Jillian, come on. Come on, please. I'll describe your style.
In February, they will be so nice.
All right. Like this. Here, you know what? I can't move from over here. You gotta come over here. You gotta come over here. Jillian, just come over here.
This Jillian. One's the baby.
Jillian.
I'm imagining my tits, okay?
This one's
Could
the baby.
I didn't get to
Leave
see
me
him.
Alone.
Come on, let me see him.
And they kiss like this.
That's could we do a gay man sucking tits now?
No, I mean
They're
that's like milking.
So
that's like asking a gay man to milk a cow. Like it's not gonna work. Like tits and gay guys. No,
Jillian, I'm gay.
But do you like gay guy nipple play?
Now, can
oh,
I suck
fuck
your tits?
Yeah, I do.
Are you in the
I'm
bear?
Kind of like really involved with my new tits.
I'm into
right
bear
now
porn.
If I had, I mean, porn really is different. Let's what talk about it porn. Porn
I
is.
Can
I have
a bear
lot
right
to
now,
say.
Jillian. I'm gonna go suck her tits. I'll be right back. You keep talking.
Okay. I'm Jill for the moment. Remember, I'm Jill. Oh. Stop it.
I'm going to describe this on good the air right now. Guys, listen, I'm pulling up her dress. Her gay man's her bodyguard. I'm not going to touch it. I just want to see him.
So then if I'm a bodyguard,
so,
why do
right
I
here, look at these tits right here. And tell me what you see right now, gay man.
I see Jill pushing you off.
I'm not touching them. I haven't touched them yet. So what else do you see?
I see a...
Why can't you look at
the
tits in the eye?
I'll tell you what I see.
Why can't you look at
curly hair? Gay man, he sees a fucking tit.
I've seen plenty of tits, more tits than I ever want to see in my life.
Like,
major.
You can't ask a gay man to describe a tit.
It's a tit. All
right,
it's
so.
I can describe a tit.
Okay, how can you describe a tit?
In February?
In February. Why do you want in a tit job? February. Yo, Jeremy, you touched her tits. I didn't get to touch them.
I
she gave you permission.
Like
what did it feel like though? What did
B
it really feel like?
A big B, a full B.
I highly recommend you come in here and you, because she kind of like let you do whatever you want. Me, I was a little scared.
I can be a Victoria's.
What they were natural, you know, natural breasts. They were nice, very smooth. So yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I just need a little bit more.
Okay, Jeremy, come over here and give her a little bit more.
Right? No, I need a little bit more tit, right?
If that would make you feel better about your tits, then yeah, that'd be great. But I think they're fine the way they are.
I think they're great.
Yeah.
I think they're fucking hot. Probably the best tits I've seen in this studio.
I mean, the rest of your body is really good, so...
Okay.
You know, like... your tits don't need to be bigger, but they could be.
No comment.
No comment, you guys. No comment.
So, right on. Thanks so much for coming to the show, Jillian.
Oh, you're welcome.
Do you think I'm ever going to speak to you again?
I hope I can come again. Super
in
fun.
February.
Why in February?
We're going to have tits by then.
I don't really care. I just wanted to like kind of play with Jillian before we leave. We have 8 minutes left. You don't have to touch me, Jillian. Let me just touch you.
Oh, no.
I just, come on.
Do you know that song by Madonna? It's a, like, I'm
I think
a virgin.
I think Jillian wants me.
Fully.
Ooh.
Seriously, I already feel it.
It's getting X-rated, you guys.
I already
there's
feel.
There's energy and tension
I already feel
in the
there's
room
something here. What are you, Jillian? Are you digging me?
No.
She said no. I just didn't know if there was an echo in the room or if I just said it.
No. Maybe next time.
Dun, dun, dun. To be continued.
To be continued.
You made this? This is cute. Why is it like awkward silence?
10 minutes of awkward silence.
Well, I mean, can I say hi to somebody?
I can roll a joint.
Oh, do it.
Oh, smoke weed.
Every day.
Donate.
Do you rap?
Donate. Jill knows how to rap. Did I tell you?
Oh, yeah. Let's get down.
Rap is a, no. She is the best. She beats Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj.
All right. So that's what I heard. Why don't you do a little rap song for us right now? Freestyle.
No, no.
Go.
Yeah, freestyle.
Handle.
No, I can't freestyle.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
I believe in you. Do it.
I can.
Just freestyle. Come on. I heard you're a really gifted artist.
I very cannot freestyle.
Heart's Revolution.
She's
they call
shy
you a gifted artist.
She's shy.
Heart's Revolution.
Are you, yeah. You're
no,
good
I can't. I can't.
Come on. I hear you're
I
great.
I can only rap Jay-Z.
Okay,
I
then
you
rap
DJ
it
too. Where do you DJ?
Like, Liberone.
Come on, speaking to the microphones, we are.
Le Baron.
No, she does it at Black Bandits. She DJs sometimes.
What do you spin?
Fucking whatever you want.
Jillian, have you ever seen anybody overdose? Any famous friends of yours?
I don't want to talk about it.
Really? So who have you known that overdosed? Come on, we all know everybody. Brittany Murphy?
Everybody.
Brittany Murphy? I can't hear you. I can't read your facial expression. You've really seen Brittany really?
No, I didn't see her.
But you were friends with her?
I don't want to like laugh about it, but...
Really? I'm sorry. Were you friends with her?
I mean, I knew her.
Who else have you seen over, or no one of your friends at Overdose?
Everybody. Casey Johnson, fucking... I don't know.
You think that
I erase them from my memory because I try to be as positive as possible because my life is super stressful.
Positivity is key.
Do you think that do you think you're going to die young?
No. I have a very long lifeline.
Have you ever been close to overdosing?
Like when I was like 17, I like tried to kill myself, like, because my parents like wouldn't talk to me for like a week. I don't know. It was super dramatic.
You're Hollywood.
All these pills,
you're from LA.
Whatever. It was retarded. I felt pretty good. Yeah. If I overdosed, it probably wouldn't have been that bad, to be honest. But
why do you say that?
It would have sucked.
Have you ever been depressed?
Maybe like once.
Have you ever done ecstasy? I for the first time.
Like 30 times.
Really? Nice.
I love ecstasy.
What about mushrooms?
I'm actually going to try to smuggle some ecstasy to Japan like tomorrow.
Really? How are you going to do that?
I'm going to crush it up and put in an Advil bottle and pretend it's like crushed up like...
Well, they don't have ecstasy in Japan?
I don't know where to get it. It's so illegal.
Do you do LSD ever or like any crazy trips?
I did it like twice.
Nice. What are you doing tonight? Maybe we should hang out.
We're busy.
You are so gay.
Duh.
I have a work function.
I know, fuck.
What's the most amount of guys you banged in one night?
I can answer this.
Nope, not talking to the facts.
Mine's more interesting.
Yeah, it probably is.
I want to hear. I'm interested.
Three.
Oh, gosh. In one night?
On my 21st birthday.
Anal gay sex.
Why are you trying to pretend?
You're so fluffy and Jillian's getting deep right now. We're falling in love.
But they were different guys and I went to each of their houses like in one night.
How many guys?
Three guys.
That's amateur.
Wait, shut the fuck up. Wait, three guys?
On my 21st birthday.
Really? It was three guys in one night?
They were just the guys that I've been crushing on for like a really long time.
Really? Three guys in one night? That's pretty sexy. Who, did you take a shower in between? Each
baby wipe.
No, obviously I did.
You did. Obviously you did. Do you have a nice vagina?
I think so.
Describe your vagina.
It's pretty perfect.
I don't know. I lick it. I mean, I don't personally, but...
Do you think that that's something I could see?
No.
Why? I can't describe it?
Because I'm like asexual.
Yeah, and guess what? You'll be a viral video star after this podcast. So let me see your vagina. Mm-mm. Oh my gosh. You're saying no. I can't believe it.
There's cameras in here. The lighting's really bad.
We don't want to see your vagina.
I already showed you. You licked it. Remember?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So, Jillian, let's get deep. We're a little more deep. I wish I could go another hour. I have a feeling we end up all fucking. But I wouldn't know gay guys.
Then why are you here?
Jesus. too funny.
Hilarious.
So where are you off to next in your life?
World domination. Asian domination, at least.
Jillian, I feel for you. I don't feel you're doing too well.
Why?
You seem a little bit, like, down. Like, you don't seem... I know you're a smart girl.
I've had, like, the worst day ever.
But that's what you said every day I've talked to you.
That's not true.
Jillian, come on.
Oh, my life is super stressful, dude.
Like, what's so stressful? You don't model anymore. What do you do?
I model.
You said you quit modeling.
I mean, like, I fired my agents, but I still model.
Boys and girls, this is exactly why you need to be tuning into this program. It's because this is getting deep, and this relates to every kid, whether you're creative or not. This is very interesting. This is Jillian Kate here at SkidRowStudios.com.
And?
No, we're not going anywhere. No. I like your underwear. I saw your vagina.
Good for you.
All right. Well, anyways, that's Jillian Kate. This is the Adamo podcast. This was part one. I have a good feeling we'll be back every Tuesdays at 8 p.m. You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. Thank you very much, Jillian, for being my guest tonight.
Thank you.
Elvis, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
And we'll see you next Tuesday at 8 p.m. And that's JillianKate.com. I'll see you next week. Peace.
That
was good. Adamo, let it rain, let it snow. Here we go, start the show. Breakfast lot, take a bite, make it right. Spaghetti, oh, no. Wait till lunch, crunch my cereal bunch. Adamo. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Crack this show.
Tune into the Love Bite, where all your kinky desires come true. Sundays, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time at SkidRowStudios.com.